Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 5th February 3306. Location, the bubble. Type of incident, ship damage, ship destruction. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. This week we have some cautionary tales rather than outright apologies, although I'm sure I can squeeze a little one in along the way. Our daring commanders have been tearing along the space lanes, delivering mugs like Aussie Outback truckers in massive star trains, wearing dirty vests and dodging interdictions by demented space pirates, hell-bent on depriving needy communities of their mugs. But somewhere along the line, the trucking takes a toll, and a few of our number have had a little incidents this week. Most have been as simple as selling all of their mugs at one station, then flying off before realising, but for some, the consequences have been much more serious. Commander Snark 3D got lazy with the station keeping out at Hutton, and after some snuggling with a gun turret, was declared outlaw, promptly obliterated, and sent to detention facility to explain exactly why they had been rubbing up against a gun turret in the first place. On discovering that one of their target stations was in famine and too poor to buy a mug, Commander Flossie decided to do her bit and help them out. She donated what mug she had and then agreed a contract with the local governing faction to bring in thousands of tons of much-needed coffee to help with the situation. On her way back, pirates struck, swooping in on her T9 to rob her of her precious life-giving cargo. She dodged and she weaved and she submitted and she boosted, but in the end she couldn't shake them and her ship was shot out from under her. Oh, the humanity. All that coffee gone to waste. I can only apologise for the trauma this image has caused you, dear listener. Commander Rincewind Kimru was left in a sticky situation while taking mugs to a remote station. Having dropped into system and set course in Super Cruise, he popped off to attend to a call of nature. Well, too many food cartridge dinners and holding it in meant that he was detained for longer than he intended. The rumbling, shaking and juddering noises heard throughout the ship were put down to the plumbing system trying to cope, and he thought no more about it. However, it became apparent that something was wrong when he attempted to leave the facilities, only to be informed that due to an oxygen depletion on the other side of the door, this would not be possible. Next came a notification from his insurance company that he would be expected to pay 6 million credits for a replacement ship. And there he stayed, for 14 hours, in a space toilet with a broken flush mechanism, alternating between swearing in Welsh and singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Finally, a salvage crew picked him up while nosing through the remains of his ship and returned him to a spaceport. So remember, while mugs are important and there are a lot of stations waiting to be mugged, take frequent breaks rather than long ones. Watch out for gun turrets and always make sure you have a fast ship when transporting coffee. Anyway, happy Interstellar Frozen Yogurt Day. And hey, let's be careful out there. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Or sorry again.